Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is For the Right Reasons, and I'm Rachel.
Okay.
And this is our Bachelorette podcast. We are on night 8. Well, it's the 8th rose ceremony, but I think this is the 9th week. This week we have hometown dates. Mm-hmm. So Hannah goes, you know, to meet each of the guys' family. So, okay, just without even having talked about it yet, which hometown date was your favorite? Like, which family was your favorite?
Tyler's.
Easy. Okay. I liked Tyler's too. I liked Peter's hometown date, though. I felt like his family was the most, like, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they looked like they had, like, a really good family dynamic and knew how to have fun together. I liked their little, like, German prayer that they did.
Yep.
Which reminded me of, like, when we lived in Switzerland at my son's preschool, they did, like, a little, like, prayer thing like that where all the kids chanted and held hands, and it was really cute. I think, so that was my favorite, I think. But Tyler's date was good, too, just because, I mean, I really love Florida, and I'm from there, and I just love the, like, the whole, like, culture of, like, having the boats and, like, you know, all that. So that was fun, too.
Do you ever kind of imagine what it would be like for you on the hometown dates? Like,
no, I never thought about that. Like, if I was in the top four?
Yeah, and, like, you bring them home, and, like, so I've heard that for some people, they don't actually go to the home, like, the actual, like, your parents' home. Like, they'll, mm-hmm. like, if you have, like, a small home or something, or like, say your parents are divorced and, like, your mom lives in a trailer or something like that, like, they'll mm-hmm. go to, like, an aunt or an uncle's house that's, like, nice and big.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Interesting. I never thought about that. I wonder how my parents would react.
Or like, who you'd have.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes they have, like, hey, this is everybody. Like, this is my big extended family. And I always want to be like, this is my big extended family who wants to be on TV.
Yeah. I don't think any of my aunts and uncles would be interested in doing that. Okay, so first, the first hometown, she goes to meet Peter's family.
Mm-hmm.
And they always start off with, like, a little, like, daytime, like, date with them. So she and Peter go to a little airport, and he takes her up.
We got to talk about how he takes her.
Let's talk about his car. Let's talk about Peter's car. So first of all, like, just a little kudos to ABC for attempting to black out the brand of the car, but it's still, like, super obvious that it's a Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, tried to blur it. But
for, like, what reason?
Yeah, but, like, exactly. Like, did Mercedes not pay you to be on the show? Like, give me a break.
But so she gets in his car and she's like, I'm going to go through your console here. And, like, oh, you have, like, a little thing for St. Francis? I think it was. And he's like, yes, like, I've been blessed or something like that.
Right, the car is blessed.
And then she finds a condom.
Right next to his saint.
Yeah.
That was funny.
They also try to blur out. And
yeah. What's in this square package?
Yeah. And he seems, this is the moment, I think I texted Rachel, and I don't really want to admit this publicly, but I'm like, okay, fine, I want to punch you a little less. Because he
mm-hmm.
seemed so embarrassed and genuine and endearing. Like, in that moment, he seemed like such a real person where he was like, what? No, like, put that away. No.
Right. Just... Don't show that to the cameras.
Yeah.
That was really cute, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But on the way there, he's like, I got a surprise for us. And I feel like this surprise was about as surprising as later in the show when Jed's like, I have a surprise for you. What's it going to be? I'm not totally going to pull out a guitar and play for you because I'm a musician. Like, where do you think Peter's taking you?
Maybe the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny. Yeah. So I'm a little confused, though, like, because he's a pilot, but he takes her up in, like, this, like, little Cessna. It's not like.
Yeah.
Is he a commercial pilot? Is he a private pilot?
I heard I don't he know. Flies commercial for Delta, but I could be completely off there.
No, I think you're right, because they, I think I saw that on Instagram or something.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that was nice. And then I liked when he was like flying, they were flying, and he's like, oh, look over there. And there was like the bachelor house, mm-hmm. and, you know, he's like, that's where we met. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. So yeah, he was cute. I was a little confused by his family because, first of all, they served Cuban food for dinner, mm-hmm. and he said some things to her in Spanish before.
Earlier
in the show. So, is he Cuban? Is he Hispanic of some sort? And then they did a German prayer before dinner, which was clearly, like, something funny that their family, like, always does together.
Yeah.
But, like, it didn't... I'm like, okay, maybe they just, like cultures. You know, they like learning about different cultures. I don't know.
Yeah, they did not address it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they weren't like, oh yeah, we're Cuban, so we're going to serve you Cuban food or anything like that. It was just like, no. We're having Cuban food for dinner. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Like, even when he spoke Spanish, he spoke like some sort of, it was just like a saying.
Yeah.
And he went into it like quite fluently, it seemed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even then when he did that, they didn't address it at all, and she didn't react like, holy shit, you speak Spanish now, what is this?
Right, she already knew, maybe, and they just but we figured it didn't matter.
Like, why do we know?
I want to know!
Yeah.
Tell us some more information, please. I want to know about his background, and I don't know. I think that could be, like, interesting more information that they could give us. So then, let's see. Oh, there's no roses till the end, so we don't know yet if he gets a rose
yes,
or not.
Yes, yeah.
So next we have Tyler's date in Florida.
This was one of the hometowns. I said it was my favorite hometown because you got to see him. He was so relaxed
mm-hmm,
and chill and had this major surfer vibe going on. I couldn't not look at like his necklace that he had.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite like a puka shell necklace, but it was like kind of in that vein of like, oh, okay, like you have that necklace. I know exactly who you are as a person kind of judgment.
Right. Yeah, he seemed more like himself.
Yes.
Like he's, you know, driving his boat around, showing her around Jupiter. They're like at the tiki bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all very like very Florida.
You look at him and you're like, oh, he's gonna be this beach bum, whatever. Like especially mm-hmm. as you see him here, and he is shirtless a lot in this episode.
Hey,
but then you got to meet his family, and from what we've seen on the show of him, like, he's very down to earth, there's a
yeah.
word there I'm missing.
Well, for example, with the whole, like, Garrett naked skydiving thing, or bungee jumping, and he was, like, even saying, like, you know, she's just trying to experience all the experiences, and, like, supporting her decisions in that way, and that kind of thing. So yeah, I think that day went well, and then he was like, he's like, don't leave, and he's, like, trying to get in the car with her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sorry, limo driver, we're just going to make out horizontally in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and he also has this interaction with his pops. And
we've heard
about pops and how he got sick and how he hasn't really been able to see him. And so I guess that when we see him, this is the first time when he gets to see his dad again. And it was so genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Peter too. Peter and Tyler, they both cry and their dads,
oh, yes.
and their dads both cry with them about
yeah.
like the emotion of the thing. And Tyler it was kind of emotional. He actually says he's in like one of his in the moment interviews where like, he's just by himself and he's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on with my eye right now. It's, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like, it's just
something
so...
in my eye. There's onions in here.
And it was so like refreshing to see because like one of the things I do love about Tyler and that one thing he said with the skydiving where he's like, why is it okay for you to show off your body, but she can't show hers. And he was
right.
just so cool about that.
Yeah.
Is like, why can't men cry? Like, that whole idea of, like, what it means to be a man and masculine and just...
Right.
It's so in contrast to the toxic masculinity of our next hometown date.
Right, so then we have Luke. Blah.
Yep. And... This is a... This is a weird, uncomfortable hometown date to watch. It was so... I almost, like, I lost track in a way of where the family ended and where the date ended. Like, it was almost... It was, like, the same thing. So their date, they go to, like, a prayer group. I'm going to be using the wrong terminology because and so it's like he goes to a prayer group and he's like, this is the prayer group that I go to every week. And he tells the shower story again in almost the exact same way. Like he's practiced it or rehearsed it or.
Yeah. You almost get the feeling like he goes around to church groups giving this testimony. So he probably has memorized it. And I feel like maybe he's a leader in a lot of these groups. And this is like a kind of like a common thing. That he has this testimony and it's like a good story. So then they're like, oh, Luke, let's send you to this place and you to this college or whatever. And you give this testimony and like start up this group, this prayer group at this college and this college. And like, maybe he goes around doing that for his church. So yeah, he definitely has it memorized though.
And it made the whole story seem like disingenuous in a way.
Yeah, it does. It did sound that way. The whole thing seemed very put on.
Yes.
And you hate to say that because it's like their group that they meet in their religious group and their Bible study and whatever, but the whole thing was like about him and all the people in the group trying to talk him up to her. Not that she didn't ask. She did ask, like all his prayer group buddies, but it was very weird.
Yeah. This is so at odds with, like, everything we've seen this episode or this season with him. And I start to kind of almost understand where Hannah's at with, like, we've been wondering, like, why are you keeping him around? Why, like, what is wrong with you almost in a way? Like, why? And I can kind of see where, like, if you're having these people tell you, oh, he's so great, he's so wonderful, and you have a good experience with him, and then, like, these other people are like, he's the devil, he's awful, he's aggressive, he's terrible, and you're like, nobody's even, like, hinting, like, oh, yeah, you know, he can have a jealous side or something, but he's a really good person, like...
Yeah, there's too much contradiction, and it's confusing.
So, yeah, then we get to his family, and again, I kind of say, we're like... This was the same. It was like the same thing as the support group. Like nothing almost changed in a way.
Yeah. What's interesting was like right off the bat, after they are like sitting down and talking, Hannah starts telling them about all the drama that their son has caused. And she's like, yeah, we didn't get off to the best start. And here's what happened. And everyone's doing this. And then, you know, he did this and I don't let him get away with it. And everyone was kind of looking at her like, whoa, what are you talking about, lady?
Yeah. And I think she, it played off as like, she really wanted to like push the issue because she wanted answers.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, hey, you didn't ask, but I'm going to bring this up because I got to know, like, is this normal or is this not kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. I think when and if his parents watch back the show, they'll understand why she had all those questions.
I've got to know, like, yeah, like, what are any of these people? Are they watching the show and are they watching this and being like, oh, yeah, that's Luke. You know, he kind of just, you know.
Says whatever he wants or whatever.
Yeah. Or are they, as we feel, kind of seeing an entirely different side of him?
Yeah.
That is, like, he's a little two-faced.
Yeah. Yeah.
But his dad, a lot of time, like, just said some things like, well, I'm so glad that the Lord put you in her path, or...
Yeah, and she's opened her heart to you. Right. And we're just so lucky for that. That comment actually threw me, because he said that, and it's like, okay, your dad is telling you that you're lucky that she opened her heart to you, which means either that would be like a typical thing for him to say, or his dad knows that he's a little bit of a jerk, and he's like trying to tell him, like, oh, you're lucky that she...
Is tolerating you,
exactly.
Like, so don't be your typical jerk self, because right. like, you're lucky that this girl is still with you, because you can kind of be an asshole. It almost made me realize, like, why Luke takes no responsibility for things that happened to him.
Ah, okay. Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like he's saying it's the Lord's will for everything, yes. versus handling his own self a little
yes.
bit.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Influence, but not necessarily direct, versus Luke right. very much has this feeling like God is not my co-pilot, and kind of saying turn left here. God is literally driving the car.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in the back seat.
And I'm just sitting in the back seat. So like everything I do is God's will.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So anyway, it was weird. We learned nothing.
True.
But, so I know you are queen of the Instagram, and I am queen of the Twitter. Honest to God, Hannah's Twitter is, like, my favorite thing in the world right now. She's hysterical.
Yeah.
Because the whole time she's posting, like, as the episode is airing... I think Luke at one point says, like, oh, these are the tracks, you know, I'm so glad we had this hometown date to get on back on track. And then she tweets, like, oh, these must be the tracks that we are on. And they're, like, all swervy, like, tracks.
Oh. like, that's awesome.
And they're terrible. And then she says, like, oh, I was meds, I was sick, I went to urgent care, I do not know the things I said while in Georgia on his hometown. Like, it's just... hysterical. It's really funny. So I at least like watching her watch this back, and she's got to be like all facepalm, you know, like all yeah. of the things that I
yeah. I like looking at all the memes and stuff on Twitter too about the people's reactions to the show.
It's so good. It's great. It's my favorite thing after an episode.
I was also noticing on Instagram, she has, like, pictures from her hometowns with her and each of the guys. And mm-hmm. all of them, they're, like, wrapped around her arms around her or hugging or whatever. And then her picture with Luke is them sitting at a table together.
Mm.
And he doesn't have oh. his arms wrapped around her.
Okay.
So it's not, like, I don't know. There's no like, romance between them, I feel like.
Yeah.
But.
And yet the end of the episode.
Yeah. So, okay, last but not least, we have Jed. Jed's hometown in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Knoxville? Yeah, Knoxville. Which looks like a nice town. I've never been there, actually. But, you know, it's a nice little place. And it went exactly as you'd expect. Like Kay said earlier, they were like, hey, surprise, let's go to my music studio and we'll make up a song, which was like pulling teeth. Oh, my God. Watching them make a song.
Watching
them
make a song was terrible. The song was terrible. I hate his music. Like
Hannah's singing isn't so good that at least she's cute
yeah.
about it.
Have you ever had like an artistic boyfriend or a musical boyfriend? And you, okay, I have. And,
no.
Like, I, in my younger years, like, going to open mic nights and sitting there.
Oh, Lord.
And being like, uh-huh, honey. Oh, I love your music. It's so great. That was this, but with all of America.
Yeah. I agree. Super awkward.
It was, this is not good. You are not good. This is... Yeah.
She's maybe not going to help his music career as much as he was expecting.
Or I want to be like, oh, this is why you don't already have a music career.
Right, right.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry. I'm really mean. Leave me alone.
No, I think that's like kind of the consensus if you look at like people's Twitter reactions and, and Instagram reactions and stuff. And then we meet his family. And oh my God, they hate her.
I don't think they hate her. I think they are desperately trying to send her a message that she is not getting.
Yeah. So having known all the like gossip about how he has a girlfriend made me, when we were watching this, think, okay, his mom knows that he has a girlfriend, just like you said, and she's trying to like kind of help clue Hannah in, like, no, I don't think he's ready to get engaged without saying like he has another woman. And speaking of which, there was an article that came out a couple days ago about he broke his silence about that whole thing. And he basically said, like, he can't comment about it until the show is over. Which...
it's not breaking your silence.
Is, yeah, and it doesn't make us think any differently. Like, this woman came forward and said they were dating and they were in the Bahamas together or wherever, like the week before he left for filming and all that. So, I don't know. I would like to see pictures of that.
Oh, there, like, there are.
Oh, are there? Okay. There are so pictures. It's like, I didn't read that much into it, I guess.
Yeah, there are pictures. I don't know if the girl, I don't know what her name is. She like posted pictures of them together in the Bahamas. So you feel like his family has to know her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
because I kind of got the feeling that maybe he still lived at home.
Yes. Yes. I got that feeling as well. His mom says to her, to Hannah at one point, like, well, have you said I love you to any of the other contestants? And it was like you said, we're like, maybe you should pick one of them if you said I love you to the other one. And maybe not say that to my son.
And then she asked his sister, like, hey, do you think, like, he can balance his music career with, like, dating me? And his sister was like, no.
No.
Just, like, flat out, no explanation.
Yeah. It was...
so, yeah, she did not come off very well, the sister, by the way.
No.
I don't want to be friends with her. You know when you, like, see people and you're like, oh, they seem nice, like, I could be friends with them. I'm like, no, she seemed like kind of a bitch. I'm sure she's not. But that is the way that she came off, just because, like, how... maybe it was, like, her bluntness or whatever, but...
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What would have been interesting is if perhaps the sister could have pulled Hannah aside and been like, hey, by the way, like, you know, I know you like him, but he has this, like, side thing going on. And I just think, girl to girl, maybe I should tell you about that. That would have been fun to see.
Yeah.
We would have gotten to see more Hannah Beast then. But I think we'll get that next week.
And again, with, like, her Twitter reactions, her one Twitter reaction when she, when this comes on, is, like, her, like, swilling wine and kind of being rather, like, flippant.
Yeah.
And interesting. I want to know, like, what does she know? Or, like, what, like, I can't wait to, like, find out her responses.
Yeah. Okay, so that was about it, I think, for the dates, right?
Yep.
And then we see everyone getting ready for the rose ceremony. I feel like this is, like, the first legit rose ceremony we've had in a long time in this season.
It does, you know what I mean? Like that, yes.
Because usually it's every week there's, like, a rose ceremony and they show everyone getting nervous and, like, getting dressed, which is what they showed this time. And they really haven't done that in, like, I'd say 3 or 4 episodes. And I'm in my mind thinking, okay, she's going to say Tyler or Peter first, right? So we're like, Tyler Peter. So she says, Peter first.
Which completely threw me because I was convinced he was the one going home.
Interesting. I guess we kind of knew that Luke wasn't going home because we've seen all along the season that previews from next week.
Right.
So yeah, so she said Peter first and then Tyler. And then there was like this dramatic pause.
Yep. And where she's tearing apart the rose.
She's tearing apart the rose, crying, very upset.
And she just kind of, she stumbles, and then she just kind of walks off.
she doesn't, like, say anything. No. And then the guys are all looking at each other like, what's going on? And then, funny enough, the guys, like, separate into their groups, and then Luke is by himself, and the other three, like, go off in a corner, and they're, like, chit-chatting to each other, and they're like, you're gonna get it, man, to telling Jed, like, don't worry, this, you'll get the rose, blah, blah, blah.
No, what he says, I wrote this down.
Oh, tell us.
You got this, Jed. It would be complete baloney if you don't. I screamed at that point and set my dogs off.
Because baloney, because the Garrett baloney. Thing last week. Yeah. When he threw the baloney at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically what it comes down to is Hannah is really bad at making decisions. And she couldn't decide between Jed and Luke. Which, I'm sorry, if I was Jed, and he even, like, brought this up, like, I would have been super pissed. Like, really? You can't decide between me and this asshole jackass guy? Like, I would have left if I was him. Just like the whole other Luke thing that happened way earlier. Like, other Luke left because he was like, this is bogus, basically. So Jed has some feelings about that, and I don't blame him for being upset.
We don't see that in this moment, but we see it in the preview for next week, where at their overnight date, Jed says to Hannah, so what's the deal with Luke?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's like, well, do you want a full honesty? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I need full honesty here.
Please.
Clearly there's some front runners, because if there wasn't a front runner, then you would have made this decision beforehand instead of immediately saying Peter and Tyler.
Mm.
So to me, that means Peter and Tyler are clearly the front runners. Or else, because those were like easy decisions for her to make, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like she can't decide between the bottom two guys, and they're, you know, she felt bad cutting one of them or something. I don't know.
Didn't go into the rose ceremony having made a decision, and she was relying on like, oh, and when I get there, like, I'll know
right
what to do.
Instinct will tell me.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't figure it out. So we get four overnight dates.
We get
next week.
We get Papa Harrison coming out.
Yeah.
Saving things.
Saving things with the extra rose and the clutch. Mm-hmm. So that'll be. I'm very excited about that next week.
I am so excited about next week.
And I'm going to be super mad if the previews that they've showed us of her telling Luke off are not what they appear to be. I want it to play out exactly how they do show us in the previews, which you know it probably won't, but I hope it does. Oh, but you know what we haven't seen yet? And they teased this a couple weeks ago, that one of the guys comes back with a ring to propose to her. So will that be Luke after she dumps him? Will it be Mike? Will it be Mike coming back? I don't think so, because he doesn't seem to have that kind of, like, could be Garrett? But I don't feel like Garrett was in it to, he wasn't all in. Yeah, I never felt like that from him, that he was all in. So.
I just don't see any other person doing it other than Luke. Because it
True.
Seems like just such a... an insane
true it's a last ditch effort. All right guys, well that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. We can't wait for Hometowns next week and to dive into that. And so you can find us on iTunes, and please subscribe and give us 5 stars if you like us. And also you can find us on my blog, myminiadventurer.com, and you can subscribe on your Android device directly through my blog as well. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Yay! It's going to be the best episode next week.
It better be.